You're listening to Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, right now, joined on the hotline by our buddy Mike Oz, covers baseball for Yahoo Sports. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's happening?
All right, buddy. So your impression of Urena drilling Acuña Jr. looks like it would have hit him in the back, but he contorts himself, so it takes it off the elbow. And everyone acting like this is like some kind of felonious assault.
I thought it was horrible to see. I mean, I understand that baseball has, you know, its own little code and stuff. And for the most part, you know, I'm willing to accept a lot of that stuff. But I just don't think he did anything to deserve it, you know. And I think if your whole issue with the guy is, man, he's been hitting a lot of home runs and you know, kicking our butt, then the way around that is not to hit him. I mean, that's the way that concedes, like, we can't get this guy out, so we're just going to hit him.
Well, isn't that 140 years of baseball history says, yeah, if you're kicking my butt, I'm going to drill you, and then we'll see how comfortable you are in the batter's box next time you step up there.
Yeah, but I think there's a difference between I don't have a problem throwing inside on people. I don't have a problem getting people uncomfortable. I have a problem with hitting people if just because they're hitting home runs off you. You know, like, if he did something to offend them and that's within the baseball code of conduct or whatever, then fine. That's a different story.
So it's okay to drill him if he flips his bat, but not if he, you know, tanks you three times in three games.
I mean, I don't really like either of those things, but I accept that people in baseball accept one of those as a, you know, pretty common sort of rebuke for doing something.
See, I have no problem with him getting hit. He didn't get hit in the head. He didn't throw him high on his shoulder. He didn't throw it straight at his knee. If you're going to hit a guy, you know, batters will tell you, if you're gonna hit me in the ribs, hit me in the back, hit me in the butt, hit me in the thighs. Well, that's where he's going to get hit.
Or just don't hit him at all.
Well, look, you're going to get hit.
Try to strike him out. Try to do something. Try to do what you do better than what he does. Instead of, you know, I just don't even want to deal with you, so I'm going to hit you because you hit some home runs. Like, that's weak.
What did Roger Clemens make a career out of doing?
No, people have done it. It doesn't mean that it's great.
John Smoltz of the Braves did it his career too.
To act like this guy's a Hall of Famer and
not,
you know,
about
like
being a Hall of Famer, it's about any. There are plenty of pitchers who are Hall of Famers who did this all the time. People are acting like this is something. Oh, it's so horrible. He could have ended his career. Nobody's career is getting ended because they get hit in the back with a pitch.
No one's career is getting ended, but I still think it's a weak approach to the situation.
You know, it's an intimidation factor. You know, guys don't get out of the way of the ball anymore. They just stand there and they get hit.
I think you've seen a lot of people in baseball today talking about, Colin McHugh is a good example of the Astros. He said, you know, yeah, throw inside. But if you can't throw inside, don't throw inside. If you don't have the control to not hit somebody, then maybe you should try a different tactic. And I fully agree with that. And that's from a big league pitcher, you know. And we've seen plenty of big league people. And I think it does represent, like, sort of a new era of thinking in some degrees. I mean, Aaron Boone, you know, came out against it. Michael Young, who was looked at as a, you know, old school sort of one of those type of guys, was like, hey, you know, this is not the way to do it. Brandon McCarthy, big league pitcher, obviously plays for the Braves, so, you know, maybe a little bit of bias there. You know, totally against it. We've seen a lot of people coming out against this. Like, to say that, oh, this is how it was 20, 30 years ago, I think is a little bit of a fallacy in that we're disregarding what the players right now are saying. And I haven't seen any player right now say, oh, yeah, this is great. We've seen Keith Hernandez. I mean, people like that. But, I mean, what's happening in the modern game? And I think in the modern game, this is something that, you know, more and more people are not accepting as the way to do it.
Well, you know what? Chase Utley is looked up as a guy who is the model of how to conduct yourself as a baseball player. And did he not put a really hard slide, you know, that broke a guy's leg?
Yeah, but I mean, that was in a...
In a playoff game, no less.
You're completely changing the subject.
No, I'm just saying it's old school hard nosed baseball. If you're going to play hard nosed baseball, it's an old school thing. But yes, guys are going to get hit. Like I said, if you're going to get hit, he didn't hit him high. He didn't hit him in a dangerous spot. Shut up and go to first base. He's crawling up the third base line, acting like he got shot by a sniper. 5 minutes.
He still lost. he still lost because he couldn't get him out. The guy hit a home run against your team every game of the series. Try to get him out. Be a better player.
Okay, well, we'll see what he does tonight when he gets to get back in the box. And, well, you know, is he going to be right on top of
it? That's also why it's gutless, because they know that they don't have to play them again today. They're off in another city, and they don't have to face it.
Oh, so it's gutless because he was just let him hit another home run. Yeah, see, I can't buy into that. I cannot buy into this. Oh, you just gotta let you know. You can't do anything. You can't take the inside part of the plate. These guys, they hang out over half the plate because they have no concern about getting hit. Well, he got hit.
Then throw inside and get him out.
How about the Braves coming out of the dugout twice? They're looking to brawl twice. We don't have a problem with brawling, but you can't hit a guy.
Throw inside. Throw inside.
He did throw inside. He didn't move. He took it.
All right, whatever.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to, because I can argue with somebody. So today was you.
Okay.
We can have different points of view. I have that old school point of view. If you didn't hit him in the head, it's not dangerous. Shut up and take your base.
Well, I mean, he hurt him, so he couldn't shut up and take his base. He was actually hurt, had to leave the game. So,
but he did take the base.
There is a difference there.
He did take the base. He went to first base. He took off a piece of equipment, and he threw it at the mound, even though the guy who hit him was ejected. And he threw it at the mound to start another bench-clearing brawl.
That wasn't a brawl.
Well, they came out of the benches.
They came out, and they talked about it.
Is that okay? We just come charging out of the benches?
The thing of the day.
They didn't brawl, but is it okay to just keep coming out of the benches? I mean, is that – where is the discipline on that? Where is the discipline on throwing equipment towards the mound?
Where's the discipline in not throwing at the guy?
You're allowed to throw at a guy. You're allowed to hit a guy. There's no rule that says you can't do it.
And we're allowed to look at it and say, that's weak that you did that.
See, I don't have a problem with what he did. If he threw at his head, yeah, I'd say that was weak.
Okay. I do.
Actually, I wouldn't say it was weak. I'd say it's dirty. If you throw at a guy's head, it's dirty. Because you can end a guy's career throwing at his head. We've seen careers get ended.
Knowing what we know right now, there's no reason. I don't care what you do. There's no reason to throw at a guy's head. He could bat flip his bat to Mars.
Listen, that we agree 100% on.
Never throw at somebody's head.
100% agree. Never throw at a guy's head. You throw at a guy's head, it's dirty. All right? Yeah. 50 years ago, throwing at a guy's head was perfectly fine. 18 years ago, Mike Piazza took one right in the dome. So I'm saying I agree with you. Throwing at a guy's head is dirty, but we've seen it forever.
But the idea that we did this a long time ago. So this is my example. Whenever we play the game of like, well, we did this 30 years ago. We drove around without seatbelts in our cars 30 years ago, and then someone was like, "Yeah, we probably shouldn't do that anymore." I don't see people today running around like, "Oh, I really missed the era where we didn't have seatbelts in our car." Like some things change for good reason. Like don't intentionally throw at people and try to hurt them. Not a good idea.
Well, why is it trying to hurt him just because he hits him?
Like,
he's not trying to.
He's throwing a baseball like 97 miles per hour. It's going to hurt you.
Guys throw 97 miles an hour and get hit every day.
Yeah. Don't do it on purpose.
See, I don't have a problem with doing it on purpose.
It's like you know, you get in a car accident, like oh, man, something happened. I'm sorry. We had a fender bender. That's a different thing than I'm going to drive my floor of my car into someone else's car.
Well, it's a good thing that a baseball is not as big as a 5,000-pound car.
That's true.
Mike Oz, Yahoo Sports. Hey, Mike, what's going on with your old baseball cards thing?
Well, it's a lot more fun than this debate we're having right now. We open old baseball cards. This week we have David Ross on the show, who is a kind and good human being. And I think if you watch it, you'll enjoy him because he's a funny guy. If anybody has never seen the show, we open a pack of cards from like the 80s and the 90s. And, you know, we just look for players to share their stories and their memories of what those cards remind them of. So, you know, with him, he talked a lot about the Dodgers days, which is funny because you don't think of Dave Ross as the Dodgers a lot. But, you know, we got like an Eric Karros and we got a Mike Piazza, and he was talking about the Dodgers. There you go. Tie it together with Mike Piazza getting hit in the head. So it's a fun series. We put them out every week. We always talk to a bunch of old baseball people, current baseball people, and it's just a nice walk down memory lane for baseball fans.
Mike, the Nationals have now lost four straight. They're 9 out in the East. They're 7 out in the wild card. They're now behind the Giants, Pirates, Dodgers, Rockies, Cardinals, Brewers, and Phillies in the wild card. is it safe to say that their season is basically done?
I feel like that grand slam the other night was one of those moments where you're like, I don't know they're going to come back from this. And I mean, it's not done in the sense that like they still could make it interesting, but look at all the teams ahead of them that you just named off. I mean, they are essentially in the same position as the Pirates. And I don't know anyone who's looking around being like, oh, the Pirates are, those guys are knocking on the doorstep of the playoffs, or the Giants, for instance. I mean, they're pretty much in the same position as the Giants. And out here in California, I think most people are like, oh, man, the Giants, there's no way they're coming back from this. And, you know, the Nats are probably a better team than, in theory, you know, like at their best selves. They're a better team than I think every team ahead of them. But, I mean, they haven't at all been their best selves all year. So I don't think that holding out to the idea that, like, this great Nats team is going to reveal itself. And, you know, for a while it was like, oh, it's just the first month. Oh, it's just the first half. And now it's like, well, you got, like, a month. You got a month to figure it out. And I know. I just don't think it's going to happen at this point. You know, the National League wildcard situation is pretty wild. I mean, there's a lot of people there. So it's not inconceivable. But, I mean, you look at that grand slam and everything that's happened. I mean, they've lost four in a row now. I just don't think it's left in them.
Their inability to get out of the ninth inning is becoming legendary. With them falling out of the race, do you think at some point they will accept that they're out of the race and Daniel Murphy would be dealt?
I don't think they can throw their hands up after everything that's happened this year. You know, if they decide, okay, we'll accept this fact. I think it's just a really bad look for them as a franchise. You know, then for the city that they're in. You know, given the makeup of the team and the fact that we just did this a month ago. You know, sort of going through the will they or won't they, and then it wasn't like they just showed us with their actions that they weren't going to do it. It was like, you know, Mike Rizzo came out and was like, I believe in this team. There's too much on them right now to admit that they're not going to do it. So they have to play it out, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the part of, look, they told their fans at the beginning of the season they were going to go for it no matter what. But at the end of this year, Bryce Harper's probably going to leave. Yeah. And yeah, you're basically starting to – you better start restocking some of the young players on your team. And if Bryce Harper leaves and you can get nothing for him – you know, other than their compensatory pick. If I can get something for Daniel Murphy, I think I would probably try to do it. I might wait until the very end of the month. But, you know, we get to August 25th, and they're double digits out in both the division and the wild card. I don't see how they can do anything other than put their hands up.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I think at that point, really all it is a matter of pride, right? And it's a matter of Are you going to wear another sort of black eye on your franchise? And I think the idea of sort of throwing your hands up in the air, if you're picking between the two, I think is a worse sort of like PR blunder, especially in that city, than sort of letting, you know, keeping a guy like Daniel Murphy around, where, you know, you're more savvy baseball fan, sort of pay attention to all that stuff. But in the grand scheme of like sports in DC, if they just sort of like, you know, it's just another black eye for them.
Mike Oz covers baseball for Yahoo Sports. Follow him on Twitter at Mike Oz. Mike, appreciate your time. Appreciate the debate. You know, respect your point of view. And I'm happy that you're actually, you know, you'll go back and forth with me. A lot of people won't, so I appreciate that you will. Appreciate it, Mike.
I do what I can, man, to talk some sense into people sometimes.
No talking sense into this old dog. Mike Oz, Yahoo Sports, with us on the hotline.